a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
This week's story was shared with me by Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky, and it's about the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen of Radin, who lived about 100 years ago, who was very well known for writing many books of Jewish law, of halacha, and he wrote extensively about using our words for the good, about the power of our words, and about refraining. That means keeping away from speaking unkind and doing our best to speak very kindly to every single person. The Chafetz Chaim wrote books, Sefarim, and he traveled around Poland and Russia, and he would sell his books. And one time when he was traveling, he stopped by an inn to have something to eat. It was in the city of Vilna. And when he walked in, he saw something that made his eyes go boing. There was a man sitting at the table in the inn, and on his plate there was a big, big, big chicken. And it was roasted and stuffed, and it was whole. And the man had the entire chicken. He picked up the entire chicken in his hand, and he stuffed as much of it into his mouth as he could. No fork, no knife, no cutting, not even ripping it into little pieces. Just stuffing, stuffing, stuffing the chicken in his mouth. Yuck. And then there was a cup right next to him that was overflowing with beer, and he gulped down the beer after he stuffed that chicken into his mouth. Fitz Chaim was shocked and surprised and wanted to be helpful. So listen carefully to what he did. He walked over to the innkeeper and he said, "Hi, I see a customer sitting at that table and I'd like to talk to him. And I would just like to understand a little bit more about him before I approach him. Can you tell me a little bit about him?" The innkeeper said, "Trust me, there's nothing to talk to him about. There's nobody to talk to. This young man, he is barely educated. Unfortunately, when he was a young boy, he was taken against his choice to join the Russian army, and he was there for 15 years, so he didn't really have a regular upbringing. He didn't have the opportunity to learn how to read Hebrew. He didn't have the opportunity to learn Torah. He didn't have the opportunity to learn nice manners. It's actually quite incredible that he comes to my inn and eats kosher. Wow. And because his appetite is so big, and because he was in that army for so many years, he comes every Thursday night and he eats a gigantic, gigantic meal here. It's pretty good for my business." The Chafetz Chaim nodded his head and quietly and simply walked over to this gentleman who had served as a soldier in the Russian army for all those years. Just to give you a little bit of background, when people were drafted into the Tsar's army, they had very, very hard living conditions. It was freezing cold and not an easy life. The Chafetz Chaim sat down next to this gentleman and shook his hand. Even though his hand was very greasy from the chicken, the Chafetz Chaim warmly shook his hand and said, "Hello, my name is Yisrael Meir, and I heard that you survived years years in the Russian army of Tsar Nicholas, and that you weren't raised in a community with your people. I'm sure that you had many, many hard experiences there. And wow, I am so impressed that you remained a committed Jew. Here you are eating a kosher meal, and tears welled up in the Chafetz Chaim's eyes, and he continued speaking to the gentleman. I am in awe of your strength. I am in awe of you and all you have been through. I wish I could be guaranteed a place in the Olam Haba right next to you. The soldier looked up from his plate, and tears welled up in his eyes too. He leaned over and he kissed the hand of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim looked at him and said, you know, I'm quite sure that if you would find a teacher, you could learn how to read, you can become educated and live a very full life. This soldier became a student of the Chafetz Chaim, and he learned how to read, and he learned how to write, and he learned how to eat with manners, and he learned about the Torah and about the Shabbat, and he led a very fulfilling and full life. In this week's parasha, Parashat Kedoshim, there are 51 mitzvot. The Torah teaches us not to speak badly about other people, not to hate somebody in your heart, not to take revenge. If you see somebody who's doing the wrong thing, to think if there's a kind way that you could show them the right way to do it. The Torah teaches us, Lo tisna et achicha b'levavecha, don't hate your brother in your heart. Hocheach tochiach et amitecha, if you see somebody doing something wrong, tell them the right way to do it. And Rashi says, but if you're going to try to help somebody learn how to do the right thing, don't do it in a way that's going to bring a sin upon you. Don't embarrass them. Figure out the right way to help somebody that needs help. It's important that we don't just focus on the action that the person did that was incorrect. Like when that man was stuffing the whole chicken hole into his mouth. The Torah is telling us, look for something good in the person that you are speaking to. If you're able to do that, you'll be able to speak to them with so much respect and with kindness. Hashem is asking of us to look for the good in other people. De'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. We can learn to love other people by looking for the beauty in them. That will help us speak to them respectfully, even if we need to be correcting them. Let's all try to think about this in our life and learn this lesson from the Chafetz Chaim and from the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. And may our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved Chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!